will walk off the job over stalled contract talks. This is SRN News.
Your health care is just that. It's your health care. It's yours. You are unique. God made you. So instead of being a number in a system, think about being a part of a community, one made for you. MediShare is health care sharing. It's not health insurance. It's a community of Christians who actually care about you and the things that matter most to you, like your convictions. You want to know your money isn't paying for things you don't believe in. Instead, now you're sharing. You're helping real people, not a corporate bottom line. And when you have a need, they're there for you. Other MediShare members and staff even praying for you. For 30 years, MediShare has meant affordable, reliable health care. And when everything else seems to be getting more corporate and more impersonal, this is a breath of fresh air. And it may be just what you have been looking for. Call now. They're very easy to talk to. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the river region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Another cold, frosty start today, but things are going to start turning around temperature-wise in a big way. Today's high temperature of 67, that's still below normal, but moving in the right direction, mostly sunny. Partly cloudy, not as cold tonight, low 42. Tomorrow, the warm-up continues, high in the mid to upper 70s. In fact, we'll be in the low to mid 80s on Thursday. More sunshine both days. Friday's high 86, showers possible by afternoon, showers and maybe some strong storms by Friday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Get a great deal on a lightly used, well-cared-for Kubota tractor when you buy a Kubota Harvest Rental. Most were lightly used as rentals during the peanut harvest. With low hours and new factory warranty, they'll sell fast. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
WAKA Channel 8, I'm Savannah Sabb. Selma police are searching for suspects in two weekend homicides. 21-year-old Giorgio Howell was found in the 200 block of 2nd Avenue on Friday. The second homicide took place in the 1800 block of Highway 14 East on Sunday. The victim is 19-year-old Gerald Johnson. Detectives have not been able to determine a motive in either homicide. And Montgomery police are searching for the person who shot and killed a man Thursday night. 43-year-old Darius Mitchell was found shot in the 5900 block of Welburn Place last Thursday. If you have any information on these cases, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. The Montgomery Chamber has announced the region as an outstanding defense community. Mayor Stephen Reed joined elected officials and military leadership of the designation. They also talked about the importance of the relationship between the military and the surrounding community. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32. I'm Savannah Sabb.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For many years, my team and I have worked diligently to provide our veterans with top-notch service, as it is our honor to serve those who have served us in the armed forces. Madeline and I are certified veteran lending specialists. Nationwide, there are over 22 million veterans that qualify to purchase a home through the VA loan program, yet less than 2 million of them currently have a VA home loan. Many lenders do not keep up with the ever-changing guidelines and benefits of the VA loan program. They are intimidated by the program, resulting in many veterans not obtaining VA loans. This is unacceptable. The VA Home Loan Program offers service members and veterans with 100% financing. You've already paid your down payment. If you are currently serving or have honorably discharged, we would love an opportunity to discuss how the VA program can serve you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Thank you for your service. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Mike, I heard you're traveling to Washington next week. Sounds like a fun trip. Why the frown on your face?
Well, it's going to take me 2 days to get to and from D.C. for a meeting that will last less than an hour. And because of that, I'm going to miss my son's basketball game.
Have you heard? The Montgomery Airport now has direct nonstop flights to Washington, D.C. You fly out the day before your meeting and be back in Montgomery the next day, all in time to catch the ball game.
Wow, that's a win then.
Sure is.
I'll be flying MGM.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SMART for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code SMART. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SMART for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SMART.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio with Scott Beeson. Amy Beth Shaver is here with me this morning. It is a Tuesday here in the heart of God's country, the 21st day of March in the year of our Lord, 2023. I hope you've you're doing well this morning, and I hope the last 21 hours since we last visited have gone well as well. I hope you're ready to rock and roll. Sky is with us, making sure we keep it between the ditches. He's got everything going. Everything's lined up. We are ready for liftoff. Fair enough. Good deal.
Sounds good. All 4 feet.
Big Dave is also monitoring from other locations, so we are ready. The President of the United States, Joe Biden. Well, let me... He is president. I have to admit it. Scott Beeson, he is your president. Yes, he is. He is the man who Washington, D.C. ensconced as president of the United States. Amy Beth, he has decided that he will do his first veto, or has done his first veto. He got his little pen out. They shuffled him in there. They sat him down in the appropriate seat and said, you shall sign this piece of paper. And he did so. And then someone went and tweeted out for him. Now, the bill that he has vetoed should... This is why it's interesting. This is why it should bother people. It was a bipartisan bill, which means Democrats and Republicans passed it. Not one of these things. Most bipartisan bills in Washington, D.C. means Democrats passed it, and they got Mitt Romney and Lindsey Graham to vote with them, and then they said it's bipartisan. Or sometimes they just get Mitt Romney, and they say it's bipartisan. Technically correct, but not exactly. But a number of different folks from both parties were like, hey, this is... This whole ESG, environmental, social, and corporate governance idea, this thing where... Someone has a retirement system, someone's running an investment company, their duty, what are they, there's a word that everybody likes to use, fiduciary responsibility. That's another one of my favorite words. I don't care what it means, just fiduciary. Fiduciary sounds good. Is to make money. They're not supposed to be looking at things like, wow, I really, man, that company has hired, the board is two women, a lesbian, a transgender person, a person of color, another person who's not only just plain color, they are half black, half Hispanic, half Hawaiian, half Eskimo, half southeastern Sudan on the south side of Madagascar. I mean, which has nothing to do with how well the company's being run, That's what investing with ESG means. Oh, this company said that they have a very low carbon footprint because they bought some. They bought 4 acres of, eucalyptus trees on the south side of Australia, and therefore they're offsetting all the pollution. All this kind of stuff. And the Labor Department had a rule encouraging retirement fiduciaries to consider these things. So the Congress passes a law that says, no, you can't, you don't, no, we're not going to tell, the government shouldn't be telling them what to do in their investments anyway, but heaven forbid tell them you must look at the ESG factors. That is a real problem right off the bat. I don't even understand how it's constitutional, but I get it. And so this bill goes to Joe Biden, and he vetoes it. Now, here's the part that should interest the folks whose eyes have already glazed over. The official President Biden Twitter feed, the @POTUS account. Now, y'all tell me if there's two things, actually. Did Joe Biden write this tweet? I'm betting no. Does Joe Biden even know that this tweet exists? I'm also betting no. But this is what he said. I just vetoed my first bill. This bill, now remember, I've just explained it to you. It's telling the Labor Department, you can't tell all these retirement systems that they have to look at ESG. ESG is made up. ESG, there's no standard. ESG is just one of these, oh, I feel really good. ESG is a way that people with influence and power can have people invest in their company, even if it's not very good. That's kind of how it works. It's a super duper crony system, kind of like all the green energy stuff. Oh, I'm for green energy. What do you do? Oh, I sell windmills. Oh, I bet you are for green energy. This is what he said. I just vetoed my first bill. This bill would risk your retirement savings by making it illegal to consider risk factors MAGA House Republicans don't like. Your plan manager should be able to protect your hard-earned savings, whether Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene likes it or not. That is supposedly from the President of the United States. Now, I think he is doesn't have an understanding of things where it's possible that he actually tweeted that. But I would bet you my car, Amy Beth, that he did not tweet that out.
I feel certain that you are correct. There's no way he tweeted that out. There really isn't. And I think that he doesn't realize, or somebody didn't tell him, that ESG as a measure of, if you're looking at investments coming in from the end of 2022, mm-hmm. was beginning to wane. Mm-hmm. So many companies that had gone whole hog were like, yeah, this didn't meet muster.
Right.
So here he goes. And it's interesting that the person who's speaking out about this is Joe Manchin.
Oh, well, Manchin's in trouble already.
Because, I mean, he's in trouble.
Because Manchin agreed to what, the $1 trillion or yes. whatever it was. What did we call that thing? This Save America plan or some kind of stuff. And he was supposed to get
the latest
these deals.
Scheme.
And why does Joe Manchin's been around long enough?
Yeah.
Okay. He has been around long enough, and he's in Washington, D.C., to know he better have whatever was promised him in hand.
Right.
But he believed Joe Biden. He believed Chuck Schumer. He believed Nancy Pelosi when they said, come on, Joe, you vote with us on this one. We'll give you what you're asking for. And then he's like, I can't believe it. I don't know. I'm like, Joe.
Yes.
If you have been there that long and you don't know that those people are dishonest, then you probably need to come on home.
That's correct. Look, as I'm planning my trip to West Virginia mm-hmm. to get my kid after graduation, yep. correct. But I think that it is interesting that he was first to say that Biden is choosing to put his progressive agenda above the well-being of the American people. I'm sure that West Virginians, for example, are outraged by this. But he did just read off a piece of paper when he went in, sat down and mm-hmm. issued this veto. But number two, when a Democrat is willing to go, regardless of how back and forth Joe Manchin is, when you have the Democrats speaking out first, you got a problem. But number three, the biggest one I agree with you about, is that this was bipartisan and everybody said, we don't want this. And he said, screw you, I do. And it is another example of the social credit system that people who are not paying attention are saying, this is not real. We don't have social credit scores. That's just made up. The whole Great Reset thing, because we know it's tied into that, doesn't exist. Yes, it does. This is an example that we need to wake up when it comes to this whole social credit system and this ESG, environmental social governance. Sorry, it's like,
well, it's early a hard one. Look, I'm just saying, I can never remember what ESG means. And
it's a big deal. It is a big deal that he did this and that he stepped over everybody else's objections and bent to whoever paid him the most money to veto this and to put this out. Like, really?
I do want to say that I slightly mischaracterized the bipartisanship of the bill. It only passed the U.S. Senate 50-46. Okay. Only two Democrats. it was the Democrat version of Mitt and Lindsey. Okay. But it was Joe Manchin and John Tester of Montana, both who are up for re-election.
Interesting.
Apparently. Is Joe Manchin really up for re-election already?
I don't know.
Nick Saban will have to go help save him again,
He's going to help. He's going to have to help save him because he'll, you know, one month everybody loves him, and the next month he is an anathema, and people are like, don't say his name.
Right. You're talking about Manchin.
Joe Manchin. Yeah, sorry. Not Nick Saban. We'll get to him later.
Oh, yeah, he's in the news again.
He's in the news again. But I don't know. He is going to have to go. Nick is going to go have to save Joe Manchin again in West Virginia. But I think this is Joe Manchin's version of trying to save his butt one more time because he did believe the lies, was sucked in because, oh, we'll give you some more candy, Joe, if you come to our side.
Right.
He's like, okay, I'll come to your side.
I'll do it.
He's beat down again. And then he's like, oops.
Yeah, you would think this time he's really ill. You would think.
You would think.
And he's had his chance. Maybe he could, you know, switch parties. I don't want him to switch parties.
No.
I want a true conservative to switch parties. He's too, yeah. And it was too easy to get him back over. Am I thankful for him? He's taken some stands. He and Kyrsten Sinema.
Yes.
They have taken some stands. She actually may be one of the more principled members of the United States Senate. I don't agree with her 85% of the time, but she seems to have a backbone of steel. She is solid, at least in her personal beliefs. Now, this is another thing that spins off of this. And if any of y'all want to weigh in, you know the number here, 1-800-289-9228. But I find it fascinating. Am I surprised that he vetoed it? No. Am I surprised that he and his White House, whoever actually is running the White House, are for ESG? That is not surprising at all. Are they willing to make a stand, a huge political stand for environmental, social, and corporate governance? Absolutely. That's not surprising. But I am surprised that he has a bill that clearly tells the government or tells the Labor Department, y'all need to force and push and coerce people to look at ESG factors when you're investing. This is what we want you to do. We're going to push you into these companies, these businesses that may or may not be sound financially, but if they've got good ESG scores from one of these groups that claims they're ESG experts, that's a good thing. So they're literally picking winners and losers. And to have the nerve to say, hey, I'm saving your retirement savings. I'm making it so your plan manager can protect your hard-earned savings. It's exactly the opposite.
It is forcing the green on us while taking ours.
While lying, just absolutely lying about what the legislation does. He is literally putting people's investments at risk. And he vetoes it and says, no, I'm saving it. The MAGA Republicans are putting your retirement at risk. I'm saving it. I'm just like, this is really a new level of political dishonesty.
Yep.
The Biden administration has taken this to a place that I don't think we could envision. We used to call it spin.
You know, you're spinning it just a little bit. Well, it was not that bad. It could be. Some of it's maybe, possibly. But this is just what they just now just lie to the American people when the truth would serve them better. And millions of Americans just take it.
Well, and don't we know by now, to add on to that, that when he says that MAGA Republicans won't like everyone, alert, alert, alert. Please understand that whatever he's about to say is a lie. So that's his tell. He doesn't tell what he's done. He just throws shade and obfuscates. I mean, it's always...
I don't know what either one of those means.
It's
one's
a sleight of hand. It's always a sleight of hand. It's a Potemkin village. Right. Look at this beautiful thing, and then behind it is disaster and destruction.
Okay. It's got a beautiful gate.
Beautiful,
the city behind
wonderful.
The gate is...
It's kind of like looking from... South Korea into North Korea, right? If you look into North Korea, they have these beautiful buildings and a park, and they call it a Potemkin village. And so that's what this is. Joe Biden is one massive Potemkin village. It's a disaster behind him, and this is one more example of his disastrous leadership.
Except I'll disagree on one thing.
What's that?
He's not a beautiful gate.
That's right. He's not a beautiful gate.
This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back and get to your calls.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here are six things you need to know before you buy a home. Number one, find out how much you can afford and qualify for from a reputable local lender. Number two, write down a list of wants and needs for your next home and maybe your first home. Bedrooms and baths, size of the home, yard size, open floor plan or formal plan, storage requirements, garage or carport. What location is number three, east side, Millbrook, Prattville, Wetumpka? Number four, are school zones important to you? If so, which school zones do you prefer? Number five, are there any special needs requirements, wider hallways, ramps, universal designs? Number six, would you rather have a brand new home or an existing home? The answers to these questions will help you design a plan to buy your next home and have the right information. We provide a list of recommended local lenders and home inspectors. All you have to do is call the source, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group, 221-2883.
Gray's Tire and Auto has extended the sale to celebrate its 25th anniversary.
Tires at cost, plus mountain balance and throwback pricing on alignment. Only $25 now through March 31st at all locations.
Don't need tires immediately? Buy them before the end of March, and Gray's will hold them for you until you do.
Don't miss the anniversary celebration through March 31st at Gray's Tire and Auto.
Visit graystirecenter.com.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
Do you struggle with occasional nerve aches in your hands or feet? Try Nervive Nerve Relief from the world's number one nerve care company. Nervive tablets contain alpha-lipoic acid to relieve nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort, plus B-complex vitamins to support healthy nerve function as you age. Live life with less nerve discomfort with Nervive Nerve Relief. Learn more at NerviveHealth.com. And try Nervive Pain Relieving Cream to block nerve pain signals at the source. Use as directed.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health. Wake it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm.
Welcome back in, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. Amy Beth Shaver is with me today. I'm going to have to ask her after the phone call, because I didn't know what throwing shade was. And Sky's like, big dummy.
I know that one.
Throwing shade is, well, I have looked it up. Okay. The crack research team has came in and delivered the report almost instantaneously. That's how quick our folks are around here. And we'll have that after we talk to, and y'all are just going to be ashamed. It's just, you're going to hang your heads down in shame for knowing what throwing shade is. But let's go now to Eric the Dog. Welcome to the program, Eric. I hope you're doing well.
Hola.
Hola. ¿Cómo está?
Bien. Sorry. I'm at the job. I'm trying to test out the spray equipment. Sorry about that.
All right. Well, make sure it works. Did you clean it all up out well yesterday? Because if you don't, it'll be clogged up for good.
The last time I used it, I did. I'm just making sure.
Okay. Just don't let anybody borrow the spray equipment. It never comes back right.
Oh, you don't want to try to borrow my spray gun. You better off asking some. Well, I won't tell you what you're better off asking. But
stop there. Yes.
You probably better not. Probably better not ask to use a gun. It comes with an operator.
Correct.
You know, to be fair to old Joe, they probably just said, look, Joe, you sign this, you're going to get free tapioca for the rest of your life. I mean, so come on, let's not be too hard on the guy.
We'll go to the ice cream store this afternoon, Joe. Just do this.
Free double scoops every time after this, and we'll take you up to Delaware and just tell you about those two guys your dad saw in 1954. We'll tell you all about it.
Well, he does seem like he thinks about that a lot.
Now, well, you know, I'll leave that alone. That's y'all probably not ready for my version of that. It's kind of candid, radio friendly, but candid nonetheless.
I could probably survive it.
Yeah, I'm one of those. I'll put it on the bottom shelf where everybody can get it.
There you go.
We won't leave any mysteries unsolved. I had a question, and y'all may not know, but you know our illustrious mayor down here in the capital city, Stephen Reed, that guy. Mm-hmm. He accepted an award. I think y'all said that he accepted an award for being an outstanding community portion of the military bases down here, having a good relationship with them. And I was just, maybe I heard it wrong, but it seemed really disingenuous. I don't know who the group was that gave him the award, or if he actually got the award, or if they were just recognizing him, and maybe they didn't hear any of his recent comments about Gunner and Maxwell.
Yeah, they didn't really care what happened over there. Wasn't that basically what he said?
Well, he said
they don't
he didn't
do anything
know
for
over there,
him and his
so,
city.
Yeah. Right.
I can't find that award. We didn't talk about it on this program, but it would not surprise me. That's kind of the way it works in politics. Maybe someone gave him an award that they made up just to try to cover up for what he said a few weeks ago.
I believe 1819 News covered it in a little blurb that we get from y'all. But I didn't get to hear the ins and outs, or I had questions about it, like if it was he was invited and he showed up and there was pictures and all that kind of stuff, or if it was just a, you know, an email sent, you know, you're getting this award or whatever. So, like, maybe he didn't have to respond as publicists did. Then this ESG bull pucky. It just seems to me that we give too much credit for this, the racial diversity and your bedroom diversity and your all these other things that have little to nothing to do with your ability. You know, we're putting people in positions of power now because they look like something or they say that they're something. And to me, it's racist. I mean, it's just straight up racist. It's not anti-racism or anything. They're just being racist. If you're making a decision before you ever look at somebody based on their color because they check certain criteria or they look like something, that's the definition of racism. And it just flies all over me that, you know, us down here, I travel a lot for work, so I've literally been asked this question, is the racism down there as bad as they say it is? And I just look at them kind of dumbfounded. Like, I don't even know any racist people. I mean, not like they thinking, you know, like, right. You know, we don't have meetings and, you know, we raid the linen closet. I mean, they think that stuff goes on, like, just out in the open every day. That's, you know, you have to pass somebody of a in a particular group to go to work every day or something, you know? Like, you know,
Eric, I really can't figure out. It's got to be the school system, I guess, up there in these other places, because I've had the opportunity, and as everybody has, I guess, to visit a number of these places up north or out west, and they do have this view or this vision of the South as this racist thing where when you graduate from high school, they not only give you your graduation robe, they give you a Klan robe, and you just start being in the Klan and looking for people just to chase down and beat with sticks or something. And my experience is other parts of the country are legitimately racist. They're very segregated. They have, you know, I'm not living over there. That's on the wrong side of the track. When in reality, in the South, we all get along really, really well. And usually when we don't, it's because someone from up there has come down and decided they're going to stir the pot on some issue. And then they'll go back to where they came from. I've always been fascinated. I know that's not your point, but I've always been fascinated with why all the way to 2023 they have this expectation of the South that is not accurate. I guess it makes them feel better. Is that kind of what's going on, Eric?
Hell if I know. It's stupid to me. Most of the time, that's what I tell people. Most of the time, if you have a problem with Eric the dog, and you happen to be of a different ethnicity or sexual orientation, or you like hamsters or something, it's probably not because of any of that. It's probably because me and you don't see eye to eye on something, and I was either a jackass to you or you were a jackass to me. And we're
having
a personal
disagreement.
It has
nothing to do with the amount of melanin in your skin. That's what I tell
nothing.
Them.
I care zero about that. Right. I mean, it's asinine to me that people, they pick. If you disagree with somebody now, the first thing to go, oh, you're racist. Right. No, you want to build a road through my front yard, through my living room, and I have a problem with it. But because you're a black mayor, I'm supposed to be like, oh, okay. Well, we don't want to be considered racist.
So
that's an extreme example, but you know.
Right,
you
dig up my yard. No, I mean, it actually paints the picture very, very well, Eric the Dog. I appreciate you, brother. We got to go. Thanks for the call. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio with Scott Beeson. We will be right back.
Let me stand next to your fire. 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 Whoa, let me stand. Let me stand next to your fire. Let me stand. Let me stand next to your fire. Yeah, baby. Listen here, baby. Stop acting so crazy. You say your mom ain't home and ain't my concern. Just to play with me.
Who's that?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
And now, another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, dear. I was about to run some errands. Do you need anything at the store?
Well, since you asked, I need a new refrigerator and a laptop so the kids can do their schoolwork.
Okay, that's not exactly what I meant.
And new tires for the car.
Oh, my goodness. I was just going to the grocery store.
Well, you asked me what I need. I need all these things.
Oh, honey, what you need is a loan from Guardian. It'll connect you to everything you need and save you money, too. Guardian helped me when I had to get a hot water heater last month.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Go to Guardian's website at myguardiancu.com or give them a call. Their number is 334-244-9999. I can't get you a laptop, but I'll be happy to grab some cookies for the kids.
Connect with Guardian Credit Union today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal Housing Opportunity.
Mary?
Yes, Bob?
Did you just turn on some water someplace?
No, why?
Well, there's no hot water. Hand me a towel, will you?
No hot water? But your folks will be here soon, and I still have to do the dishes. And what about my shower?
I'll take care of it.
Bob, I won't let you try to fix the plumbing again.
Don't worry. I learned my lesson last time. Cold Plumbing can fix it. I just need to call them, and that way I'll have plenty of time to rewire the fuse box.
At Cold Plumbing, your problem isn't your problem. It's our problem.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cold Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cold. 279-8919 or go to coldplumbing.com.
Spring is here. It's time to call Southern Bells Cleaning to help you get your house in order. They've spent years earning the trust of families in the River Region, and they believe cleaning the old-fashioned way. Callan and her crew at Southern Bells bring all their own supplies, arrive on time, and specialize in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook, Southern Bells Cleaning, River Region.
Thinking about new flooring for your home or business? Since 1969, Georgia Floors Direct has guaranteed the lowest prices on the River Region's largest inventory of all types of flooring. Call or visit GFD today. Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
Hi, everybody. I've got news about a big warming trend over the next few days. Today's high temperature of around 67 is still 6 degrees below normal, but better. Mostly sunny today, partly cloudy, not as cold tonight, low 42. Tomorrow, the warm-up continues, mid to upper 70s on Wednesday, low to mid 80s on Thursday with sunshine both days. Friday's high up to about 86. A few showers are possible daytime Friday, but showers and storms become likely and maybe some strong storms Friday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Yeah.
We are Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson. Amy Beth Shaver is with me. We've been talking a little bit about this veto from Joe Biden. And a lot of people are like, I don't care. I don't care about ESG. I don't care about investing. What we should care about, what matters most to me, is the fact that it is an incredible lie, just off-the-chart lie, that Joe Biden is claiming that he is protecting investors, protecting your retirement from the MAGA Republicans, when what the Republicans are trying to fix is the government forcing itself into the retirement business and telling companies what they should and shouldn't invest in. It really is fascinating. And people, I don't think enough Americans really pay attention. These are bold-faced lies. One of the guys that's getting a lot of credit, by the way, and I like the fact that this guy is in the presidential race. I know that there are some conservatives out there who seem to have a problem with him being there, but is it Vivek or Vivek?
Vivek.
Vivek Ramaswamy. Another one of my favorite words. There are so many good words out there now. Monkeypox, Ramaswamy. What was the other one just a minute ago that was...
Potemkin Village.
No, that one's too hard. I don't even
know. It's not too hard.
Potemkin Scott. Village. That's not even hooking on Pahonics. It's wow. It's like saying every letter. You spell Potemkin. It P-T. That's not even a syllable.
P-O-T.
It's Potemkin.
Potemkin.
See? It sounds better when you say it that way. Potemkin. Now that sounds, that would be one of my favorite
Potemkin.
Words. But when you say it fast, it's not fun.
You want to know another funny word, a fun word that
yes.
I love?
What?
How about legerdemain? You like that one?
Sleight
of hand.
Is that
that's
what it
a
means?
Good one. Yeah.
Legerdemain. You got to do your face that way when you say it.
When Ab says it, French.
Your eyebrows go up. She's getting that French look. Yes.
Chris could say it because he did French in college, and right. I took French and spoke French and whatever.
Oh, very nice.
But that's a very good, like, description as well. This is all sleight of hand.
It's all
garbage.
Fake.
Yep.
Vivek Ramaswamy said the fact that Biden's first veto is about promoting ESG reveals the problem. This isn't the invisible hand of the free market. Mm. It's the invisible fist of government. Don't fall for their trick. Why do people have a problem with Ramaswamy? I mean, he's saying the right things. I haven't seen him say something wrong.
Okay, the problem they're having with him is they feel like he teed off on Trump and is grasping his coattails based on this upcoming impending arrest or indictment or whatever this is going to happen. Whatever's going to happen, they feel like in the last 2 or 3 days it's changed for him. Last week, people are like, yay, Vivek, go Vivek. He's right. So smart. Woke right. Inc. is his book.
Okay.
Now they feel like he's trying to capitalize on what's happening with Trump.
Because he was one of the first people to come out and say arresting Donald Trump is a terrible idea. What the heck are y'all doing?
I mean,
and
if I don't
can
even
do it
know.
If you do it to him, you can do it to any of us. That's what we said, too.
It's all a circus.
It really is. It's all about...
It's a circus. Get your popcorn.
Yeah. Ramaswamy said something smart faster than we did. Is that really the thing?
And now our feelings are hurt.
Yes. All our conservative commentators are like, I don't know. I don't know what I should tweet.
We're a day late, a dollar short.
Right. Oh, Ramaswamy, he tweeted before me. Mm-hmm. I'm mad at Ramaswamy. Mm-hmm. How can you be mad at somebody named Ramaswamy? I mean, you just... Can you stay mad at Ramaswamy?
No, I like Ramaswamy.
You go home, you tell your wife, look, I've had it with Ramaswamy. And she's like, starts laughing. Let's go to the phones. Clark, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening. And we're going to award people today the best quality. The best callers are going to get the Ramaswamy Award of the Day.
I don't know if that's good or bad. Listen.
Well, we'll wait and see after your call, Clark.
All righty. I've got a question for you.
Okay.
The bipartisan driver's license bill in the state of Alabama.
Uh-oh.
Have you heard any advertisements?
What are we doing? We have a problem. I mean, was there a problem with our driver's licenses that need to be fixed?
Sort of. What it is if you get a ticket and you don't pay it, they suspend your driver's license. Okay, so you can't drive. And there's been a lot of advertisement I've been hearing on the radio
yes,
about they're trying to change it. And what the question I have for you, since you've been in the Senate and all, does it have to go to a vote at large with the state of Alabama to be changed?
I would think no. That sounds like a statutory change that the legislature could do. And I'm going to tell you, Clark, now I'm not saying this as having been a legislator. I'm surprised that that wasn't the way the rule already was.
Yeah, that's
I kind of always thought if you didn't pay your tickets, they would eventually suspend your license.
They do.
And okay, they do.
They do. And what this is trying to change, from what I understand, they're very shy on the radio about what they're saying.
Yes, sir.
But I'm saying that because these people can't drive, they can't get their children to work. To school, they can't get to work. And they're trying to change it like the other state where they don't suspend your license. And I just wondered if that had to go to a vote.
No, sir. I believe the legislature can absolutely do that. But I would love to see who all the bipartisan sponsors of that legislation are. Clark, I kind of get tired of... Oh, now, follow me with this thought first, Clark. I kind of get tired of obeying the law. And I know people are like, well, Scott Beeson, what are you talking about? I just get tired of the fact that me and my family, we try to do what we're supposed to do. You know, you gotta have insurance. Okay, fine. We gotta have insurance. You gotta have your driver's license. Okay, fine. You can't let your teenagers drive with more than one person in the car unless they're a family. Okay, fine. You gotta have a car seat for every little kid. Okay, fine. I got all my car seats. I'm doing all this stuff. I'm not texting. I'm not driving. I'm not doing all these things. But then there's a big portion of the people that don't have to do those things. And they don't care to do those things because the fine might only be $25, or it doesn't matter if I, never pay my speeding ticket. What are they going to do to me? Will they take your license? Well, maybe they won't take it now. So part of me is like, why don't I just be like all these people that are protected by the law, and it costs a whole lot less to do what they're doing? Clark, did I lose you? Did I say stuff that was so amazing that you're like,
he's
I
in
can't
awe
speak?
Right now.
He's in awe?
Yes.
I think I lost him.
I think you did. But you bring up a good point.
No, I'm serious. And y'all are probably the same way. Is it not frustrating sometimes? Like having to have, I think it's the, is it the seatbelt law?
Yes.
I mean, how many times do you tell your kids, hey, you put on your seatbelt, backwards. And then what's the fine? It's like $25 or something.
Right.
And we're doing it because, well, that's the law, right? And the folks who don't care. I think the insurance thing is the same kind of fine. Other than difficulty getting your tags, I think it's very, very low. Same kind of thought process as the driver's license thing. Well, there's some people who just won't do it, so let's not really punish them. Well, if we're not going to punish them, why have the law? If we're going to let you drive, whether you pay your speeding tickets or not, why are we giving anybody a speeding ticket?
That's a good point.
So, just thinking. I just have questions sometimes. And,
and they ain't answering.
There you are.
I'm sorry, I muted my phone, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're good, bro.
The insurance thing is $200.
Oh, is it $200 now?
It's $200. Oh, and I know this for a fact because I just got it. and let me tell you how.
Yes, sir. We got to hurry, though.
I'd lost my job, didn't have the money to pay, and I called the insurance company. I said, listen, the car's in the yard. It's not going to move.
Right.
But, in the old days, they had to stop you and find out you didn't have insurance.
Right.
Now they do it by computer. I was without insurance for 10 days.
$250
And during
bucks,
that 10
Clark.
Days,
man.
Yeah.
I got to go, brother. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Great call. I think you might get the Ramaswamy Award. We'll be back.
Well, if you're looking for fresh candy, ain't but one place to go, and that's Tucker Pecan. Hey, David.
David had to make candy, so I'm in here for David. He's making all kinds of candies. I got some chocolate honey clusters. I've got chocolate caramel sticks. I've got chocolate covered pecans. They got white chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate. They even got a new item. You know what it is, Bubba?
Mm-mm.
It is coconut macaroons with dark chocolate with coconut on top, baked in the oven. They are out of this world. Even Lieutenant Stan, he even stopped eating ice cream just so he could eat some of those macaroons, you know. Hey, we've got everything down. Oh, here comes David. Get away from the mic. What we've got is I've been down there making chocolate. We've got the best chocolate, praline, cinnamon, honey. We got it at Tucker Pecan. And just come see us, and we'll take care of whatever you need for your weddings, parties. We got it. Y'all come see us now.
Tell them where you're located.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
And be sure and say hi to Foster when you're there.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a famous broadcaster.
Hey, man, what's happening?
Now, I understand you radio people move a lot. Is that correct?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, how does this affect your taking care of your retirement money?
Oh, man, I don't give that a second thought because my buddy David Ernest, he's my money man.
Your money man?
With the money plan.
I see.
So no matter where I go up and down the dial, David has my back, you know?
I'll bet you know some phone numbers our listeners could call to talk with David Ernest.
334-279-7400 or 205-479-0839.
And he has a website at retirewithernest.com.
Hey, you're on top of it today, man.
I also understand that you hold some sort of a record in broadcasting.
Yes. I was the first person to put together a show with myself, a duck, a chicken, and a goose. But it didn't last long. We got taken off the air.
Why were you taken off the air?
Too much foul language, man.
Oh, my.
So I wasn't crazy about that one myself.
At AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists, we work on a lot of neighborhood homes, and we're proud to share some of what our customers have said about us.
When we realized our family room was sinking, we knew we had to act fast and get the right people to come out and evaluate our situation. It was nerve-wracking. Turns out I had a foundation problem. They fixed it and guaranteed it for life.
AFS can keep your home and family safe. Visit AFSrepair.com to book your free inspection. That's AFSrepair.com.
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
I was talking with Chad at Chad's AC Direct, and he was saying a lot of people he's helped recently had old units and were concerned about them going out when the weather was either really cold or really hot or on a weekend or at a bad time. Well, face it, there's really never a good time. If you've been having to add expensive Freon because of a leak or have cold or hot spots throughout your home and air escaping into the attic, you can call Chad today at Chad's AC Direct, and Chad will come out and give you a free home evaluation to see what your options are and if a new upgraded unit is the solution or maybe just servicing your current one will work. Chad's AC Direct does it all. Every year you need maintenance or cleaning, so call Chad's at 264-6464. Sign up for a maintenance plan, and if your system breaks down this year, your trip fee is free, even on weekends. That just paid for Chad's Comfort Club. So if you're ready for a new unit or maintenance, do what the girls do.
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli. Jeff, why are we making a commercial at 6 in the morning?
Jeff Barranco here. What better way to let everyone know we open at 6 a.m.?
But that doesn't mean we have to record the commercial at 6 a.m.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back in. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio with Scott Beeson. Amy Beth Shaver is here with me. So I was a little off there. Apparently my low fine is on the seatbelt. But I had no idea that they had done all these things with insurance.
I didn't either.
And I'm sure the insurance companies have nothing to do with lobbying to
make sure
we all have insurance on our cars. They would never, ever. But where is the legislator? The last call,
Clark.
Was that Clark?
Mm-hmm.
Clark, and then some people here at the station.
Eric.
I had no idea, because I don't know if I should say. Well, I'll say. Oh, he'll say. Go ahead.
I have no problem saying it. Okay. I got busted twice, and it doubles the second time, and I had a car that the daggum tag was only $32.
Yes. It's a car you didn't drive either, right?
No. And it was broke down in the yard.
So it's broke down in the yard. The insurance expires because you really don't need insurance on the car unless a tree falls on it.
Correct.
But you don't need, but you're only required for liability. So I guess you have to pay liability against the tree. But and then how much was the fine from the state for 3 days?
It went from $200 to $400 plus the $32 for the tag. Mm.
If any legislators are out there listening, y'all really need to fix that. You should be able to say, why isn't the fine just if you're in an accident without insurance? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why don't we say something like, and I tried to get them to do this a few years ago, and people looked at me like I was crazy. Again, I understand, but I'm used to that. Say I'm in an accident. We're driving, and I accidentally run into Amy Beth. And I don't have a driver's license. We'll just jump over to the driver's license. I don't have a driver's license. Why isn't that accident automatically my fault? I'm not supposed to be there. It doesn't matter if she ran into the back of me. And they're like, well, it's always the person in the back's fault. You know how they do.
Yes.
Well, if I'm not supposed to exist, then why, you know, she wouldn't have run into the back of me if I'm not supposed to exist on that road. So why is it should automatically be the person without a driver's license fault? Why is that crazy? Why do people think I'm nuts for saying that?
Because you were schooled at the knee of common sense. Okay?
Okay.
Your teachers taught you, your parents taught you common sense. Like, you left your house securely intact, all the common sense right there. Right. It never left you. It was not trained out of you. But for too many people, common sense, gone.
Just trained out.
Trained out.
Because they're like, it's got to still be your fault.
Educated right out of any sort of sense, whatever. I know I'm using that word a lot, but it's true.
But isn't that what we tell our kids?
Yes.
Isn't that the argument we make? We've got two kids fighting, and you're like, well, I went in his room, and he hit me. And you're like, you're not supposed to be in his room.
Right.
I told you not to go back in there today.
Right.
So if he hit you, if you went in there when you weren't supposed to be there and he hit you, I don't care. It's exactly the same thing on the road.
Which is how I parented. Yes. You know, the whole, stop touching me.
Right.
I'm not touching you. You know, like right in their face. Yes.
Right.
That's exactly right. You weren't in the right place. You were in the wrong place
right.
at the wrong time. It is your fault.
But common sense is not common anymore.
No, it's not.
It's not. Let's go to Crawdad real quick. I don't know if we'll have time. We have to carry him over. Crawdad, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening, and I appreciate your patience.
That's fine. I just wanted to put in a quick plug for something here in Chelsea.
Yes,
Chelsea. The King's Home, which is where Lou... you know, Lou, he ran for governor there.
Oh, Lou Burdett.
Yes.
They are doing wonderful, wonderful things at King's Home for the boys and the girls and the women. And they're at, you know, they have a web address, kingshome.com. And I just urge listeners who care, take a look at what they're doing up there. It's fantastic how they're helping people in need. And my point being, the government has always tried to teach the citizenry, come to us, we will take care of everything. Don't worry about the church. But, you know, when things got started, if you needed something, you went to God's house and someone would help you. And now state is like, let us take care of everything for you from cradle to grave. And in return, we will kind of own you in a way. We'll tell you where and when and how. And you'll follow nicely without squeaking too much, because we'll take care of everything.
Right.
But I've seen that's always led to the downfall of many civilizations that behave that way.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the call, Crawdad. Very good points. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio with Scott Beeson. We'll be back.